Ah, Captain. So good of you to accept my little olive branch. It's rare for me to host a man of your stature at my dinner table. I suppose you don't have much choice, though. Lashed to that chair and all, but I do appreciate the company. Quite a spread, eh? And food's not bad either. Come on now, darling. You can give me that dirty look all you like, but those eyes are wandering nevertheless. I do cut quite a matronly figure, don't I? I know you enjoy a good pair of tits. I saw the ample rack that mermaid figure out of yours before she disappeared into the brine. Such a shame. Cost a pretty penny, no doubt. I'm sure some slippery eel will find a good home in between a brushed mahogany cleavage. What was your little boat called again? The Dawn Mother? That hits a bit close to home, love. Not sole reason I singled you out, but it certainly didn't dissuade me. Mummy doesn't like competition, dear, as I'm sure you're well aware of now, since your dear, departed Dawn Mother lies at the bottom of the ocean. Surely my reputation precedes me. Yes? Bonnie Kate Blackthorne, the Queen Mother of all souls lost at sea. This ship, the Dark Matriarch, is something of a floating orphanage for wayward boys like you. And here you are in our very womb, in my own private quarters, completely at my mercy. My hospitality's boundless, is it not? You seem content to go down with your ship, yet I personally pulled you from the bloody world to be the dinner guest here tonight. My boys don't get no hard tack or wormy bread like the rats on your vessel. We make pork quite often. Here, fresh mutton. Have a bite. Good boy. Tasty, innit? I want you to swallow it right along with your pride. By the end of this evening, you'll be eating out of my hand like a little sparrow, choking down a plate of crow. Just like the ones that'd be pecking your eyes out right now if I'd left you tied to your shattered mast like the boy suggested. They're just jealous, of course. Such a selfish lot. Don't like when Mummy gets a new toy. But they don't make the rules, darling. The rules are my own, and chief among them is do whatever the fuck I tell you. Obedience is paramount. If you're not gonna follow orders, I'll keelhaul you without so much as a second thought. I also don't want to hear any of that yay or arr bullshit. We speak the Queen's English here on the Dark Matriarch. Mind your grammar. And enunciate, for God's sake. Care for a little rum? Over here. We don't swig straight from the bottle like savages or tear hunks of bread with our hands. We drink from cups, eat with knives and forks. Manners are important as well. Open your mouth. See? You're fitting right in. I'm going to untie you now because I like you. Make sure you remember your place. If you try anything cute, I'll have a flintlock under your chin before you can even blink. Much better, right? Flex those wrists, stretch your legs. I know it's a shock to your system going from master of your own vessel to serving under me, but there's something to be said for giving up control of. Mummy takes good care of her boys. You'd always be warm, well fed, and safe. Right here in my bosom. Oh, so handsome. I can't help but run my fingers through your hair. And not a scar on you. You even know how to hold your own fight or you're a coward, but I don't especially care either way. How'd a good, God-fearing young man like yourself get mixed up in the pirate life, hmm? It was a rhetorical question, darling. I don't really give a fuck. Here, lean back and let Mummy sit on your lap. You're so cute that you're making my sea legs a bit weak. All that lovely cargo we took from your hold, but you might be the best little piece of plunder yet. Let's enjoy our meal and get to know one another. Would you like some grapes? Here, I'll feed you. Greedy boy. I'm coming in after it. Delicious. The way our tongues tangled around the fruit until it burst. Tasting you and those sweet juices at the same time is just intoxicating. Let's do it again. I want to make wine in your mouth. You're making it hard for me to behave myself, love. I try to set a good example whenever we have a new recruit, but you've got my blood boiling. I can tell you're quite smitten with my pretty face and those piercing eyes. But I also see that you keep glancing a little lower. It's okay, sweetheart. Those breasts are heaving just for you, aren't they? Swelling right up in front of your face like the rippling waves of the ocean. Unlace my corset. Take what you want. Good boy. Suck on mummy's tits. Pay tribute with your tongue. Show me you're happy to be here. God, look at you. Cupping that big soft rack with your hands and absolutely diving in. You're gonna be my favourite, aren't you? Get one of my nipples in your mouth. Look up at me. Oh, so pretty. And your heart is a rock on top of it. I can't help but squirm all over this stiff cock. The pure filth running through my head right now would make the saltiest sea dog blush. That's right, baby. Bury your head in there. Mummy tastes yummy, doesn't she, yeah? Warm and smoky like good rum. I know what would make your meal even better. There you go. A little raspberry jam on some pan-seared bread. Didn't have anything like this on your pathetic little larder of a dawn mother, did ya? I can just imagine your crew huddling together between sacks of flour, swilling gruel. Go on, have a little taste. And now, let's put a nice healthy dollop of jam on these bare tits. Why don't you smear that around with your tongue, huh? Oh, good boy. I'm not sure if you're cleaning that mess or making it worse, but you're giving mummy goosebumps, darling. I think it's time to hit my knees and impress you into my crew properly. First, we'll free this aching dick from your salt-stained trousers. Then, we'll see how it fits right here between my soft tits. Perfect. Consider yourself impressed. Let me push these beauties together until they bulge. I'll just bob up and down like the motion of the ocean and give you a proper welcome. A little drool to lube you up. That's nice. Warm mixture of spit and jam and pre-cum. Dig in there, sailor. Arch your back and angle your hips. If you're going to be on this crew, I intend to put you to work. That's right, sweetie. Use these slippery tits to make your cock throb. I'm going to want some pretty white stripes to match that red raspberry jam. Your first order of business is to make your new mummy drip with rubies and pearls. Mmm. Mmm. Just like that. Stick that dick so far between my heaving rack that I can lick and suck the tip. Uh-huh. A little sweet and sticky treat before you cover me. Uh-huh. Close, aren't you? Don't stop now, love. Feel those stiff nipples poking while your cock aches right in between. I want you to see that dick explode like the blowhole of a whale. Coat me in nice warm spray like wax dripping off a sperm oil candle. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fuck, yes. Give it to me. Right here. X marks the spot. Harpoon these fat tits until you cross my heart with thick fucking spurts. That's it. Make a mess for mummy. Oh, sweetheart. Just perfect. Look at my chest. Glistening like mother of pearl. Let me swirl this piece of toasted bread over my sticky skin and get a little taste. Yum. Sweet and salty, just like me. A proper midnight snack for a pirate queen. But I'm still hungry, darling. Allow me to strip out of these tight leather pants and crawl back into your lap. Permission to come aboard? That's right. I'll just grind this wet pussy against that length of your shaft until your ramrod's straight again. The next time you fire that fucking cannon, it's going to be buried in me to the hilt. Oh, you don't mind if I cup these wet tits and bury your head in my bosom, do you? Let me rub your own cum all over your fucking face so I can lick it right off. Oh, I bet it's even more delicious on you. Swabbing the deck never tasted so good. That seems like it got you going, didn't it? Huh? Watch me sink down onto this thick mast. Mummy's gonna ride you like a maelstrom and clench this hot cunt like she's trying to snap that big dick clean off. Oh, very good, sweetie. Grab my ass and guide me down. That's it. Get your hands on that wheel and navigate these rough waters, sailor. That little river of cum dribbling down my stomach is like a treasure map to the promised land. Get in mummy's pussy and see what you find. Oh, such a good boy. Not letting his pride get in the way of a good time. Why be enemies when we can fuck like lovers, huh? A sunken ship and a lifetime of servitude are a small price to pay for limitless access to the best pussy on the seven seas. Just like that. Pillage this pussy until your dick's soaked down to the balls. Tongue that last little bit of jam off my nipple and work me over with that battering ram. Squeeze my soft ass so hard that it bruises. Shove me down on your dick. Fuck. You're about ready to unfurl your flag in mummy's tight hole. Gonna give me a jolly roger in until I break like a wave on the big cock of yours. Don't stop now. Tie this pussy in knots with your fat dick. Until I feel like a figure of eight. Oh, I want you to shoot so many ropes inside me that it puts the rig into shame. Oh, fuck, 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 you're gonna make mummy come, darling. Oh, feel me dropping this round ass back down on you like an anchor? Pull that thick cock into port until it scrapes the sides. Yeah, shove it in there and make it fucking fat. Oh my god, right there. Pound me right fucking there. That's it. Mummy wants your cum, babe. Smash me like a champagne bottle to christen this slick cunt. Fuck. I want a nice frothy mixture of us dripping down my thighs. Make your hot load squish around inside me like filthy fucking bilge water. That's it. Then pack it even deeper with that huge dick. Yes, yes. Yeah, I'm coming, sweet. I come in on you. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, fuck. Sweetie. Fuck, sweetie. You gutted me like a fish. God, you're so fucking big. Oh. Some pirates don't even have two legs, but you may as well have three. Oh, I'm gonna prop you up on deck like a tripod and make you old a sextant. Oh, come here. Give Mummy a kiss. Are you having a good time on your new ship, huh? You're gonna be my personal cabin boy. Mm-hmm. We can't have you out here in the boarding party getting nicked up by a cutlass. You just stay here. Wrapped in silk sheets, sucking on citrus until Mummy needs another fix of that dick. The pirate's life for you. Come on, love. Let's go topside and watch the stars. You can bend me over the railing and make me hit some high notes. Like I was some kind of beautiful siren. I never believed in sea monsters until I saw the one dangling between your legs. Come on. Mummy wants you to fuck her with it until we fall off the edge of the earth.